Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
It's election season. Joining me today is Jessica Shelburne, who is the State Director for Americans for Prosperity. Welcome, Jessica.
Thank you so much for having me, Karen.
Well, one of the most frequent questions we get here in our office is, tell me about Medicaid expansion. So, Jessica, what is Medicaid and what will the ballot initiative do?
Well, Medicaid was intended for the most vulnerable in our society. So disabled, elderly, low-income children, and low-income pregnant women. With the expansion, which is what we're voting on in November, individuals can increase the amount of people by opening it up to 19 to 64-year-old able-bodied childless adults.
So what is an able-bodied childless adult?
Well, an able-bodied childless adult is anyone who is in that 19 to 64 age range, who is, as a single person, making less than $17,000 a year without a child.
That's a lot of citizens, I'm going to believe, here in our state.
Yes. You know, the Legislative Fiscal Office has said in the first year about 52,000, which is actually one of the lowest estimates they've had in the 6 years that it was debated in the legislature. Proponents are saying about 90,000. And I even think that that is a very conservative number.
So, Jessica, what is your main concern with the ballot initiative?
Well, we have a couple of them. Nebraska has what we would consider a Cadillac Medicaid program. So we cover the 13 things that are required, but then we cover an additional 19 services. So things that are very critical and important to our current Medicaid population. If we expand Medicaid, we are going to have to fill the budget gap somehow, because the estimate is $19 million for the first year, using the 52,000 enrollees.
That is a substantial fiscal responsibility that you and I and all of Nebraska will have to carry. I encourage you to join us tomorrow as we continue the conversation on our concerns about Medicaid expansion.